Coming up on episode number 930, it's time for another All Request Show, where I take the emails, the phone calls, everything you've sent in via Facebook, Twitter, whatever, and assembled it all into a nice, pleasant arrangement, like a floral arrangement, right? You've got your baby's breath, that'll be some Peter Gabriel covers, some roses, maybe some Frankie Goes to Hollywood covers, and a couple of Vans, Van Halen and Van Morrison, to kind of round things out. Plus, we'll have Tina on for trivia at the end. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday night. It's Wednesday, January 16th, 2013. My name is Brian, and today it's another All Request Show. Now, here's the scoop. I actually did this show yesterday, and thanks to a piece of charge static, as I was touching the mixer to turn on Tina's microphone for trivia, the entire recording that I did of yesterday's show was lost. So we're doing it again. I just wanted to wait a day. There's just something about going back in and trying to record right after. You can't do it. You just can't do it. So waited a day and recording now. Let's start off with a request of Pop Goes the World. Now this was from a commercial, an advertisement for Tide Pods. Became popular enough, they released it as a single. Here is Savoir Adore and their cover of Men Without Hats, Pop Goes the World.
Everybody tell me, how have you heard? Pop goes the world. Hey, Brian. Hi there. This is Bill from Port Angeles, Washington. I'm sure you remember the time that you and Randy and Scott and I were in an instance run about 3 years ago. Yeah, I know you remember. Anyway, I'd like to recommend a singer. His name is Alex Goot, G-O-O-T. I've been following him for a couple of years on YouTube. He's very prolific, both in his own music and in music that he's covered. And one song I'd like to hear is one he did with a bunch of his friends. It's the Maroon 5 song called One More Night. It's very well done, and I think you'd enjoy it. Thanks a lot, buddy. Bye.
Thank you. Déjame llevarte hacia donde voy. Strawberry pills. Nada es real. Nada es lo que pensar. Strawberry pills forever.
One going out to Evan, who wrote in and noticed that the last time I played a cover by Los Fabulosos Cadillacs, I followed it with a Blondie cover. He decided to save some time and request a cover by Los Fabulosos Cadillacs with Debbie Harry from Blondie. That is Debbie Harry giving some assistance to Strawberry Fields Forever, originally by the Beatles, right there performed by Los Fabulosos Cadillacs. Kind of a mix, Spanglish. Is what the kids are calling it. That comes from a 2008 album called Rey Azúcar, which I believe is Sugar Sun or Sun Sugar. Before that, you heard Alex Gut and Friends doing their cover of One More Night, that cover of Maroon 5. And we start off the set with Savoir Adore and their cover of Pop Goes the World, that one from getting some play right now. Because of a Tide Pods commercial. You gotta love it when you record a single. This happened with Shiny Toy Guns and those car commercials they did with the Major Tom song and Burning For You by Blue Oyster Cult. Their singles became so big as commercials that they were able to release them as recordings, as iTunes singles, and make a fair bit of money on them. That one going out to Eric, a.k.a. Velvet Lip. Thank you for suggesting that one. First part of Coverville today is brought to you by Squarespace.com. Treat yourself to a brand new website with the help of Squarespace, a drag-and-drop do-it-yourself site builder with everything you need to create exceptional websites. I've been playing with this myself. I went and started a Coverville Squarespace website just to kind of practice with it, get an idea of how easy it is. Holy cow, this thing is easy. You get templates. You just drop the templates right on. You start plopping your data in, your photos, whatever, and they take care of everything else. They handle the domain name, all the hosting, and they've got 24-hour customer support. Like I said, it's all drag and drop, so it's super easy to use. You can create custom layouts with multiple columns and text that wraps perfectly around your photos and other materials. The templates are customizable, so you can make them work exactly how you want them to look and feel. And another thing that's really cool about Squarespace is that it's content aware, which means that if somebody goes to your website with a tablet or they go to your website with a smartphone, it's aware enough to realize what they're looking at it on and resize itself automatically so that the content still looks great and they're not looking at a really squished up version of your website. It's really, really cool. Squarespace takes care of all of that. Their unlimited plans offer the best value with unlimited pages, galleries, and blogs, unlimited storage, bandwidth, and contributors. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to try it for free. Go to squarespace.com/coverville and start a free trial. You don't need a credit card. You don't need to put any money. Just try it out. See what you think of it. Play around. Choose some templates. Get some data on there, whatever. When you're ready to buy, click the button that says enter an offer code right below the pricing at checkout and enter the offer code COVERVILLE1 to get a 10% discount. That's squarespace.com/coverville to try it for free. When you're ready to buy, get 10% off by using the offer code COVERVILLE and the number 1. Squarespace, everything you need to build exceptional websites. All right, well, we talked about the popularity of commercials. Let's go back a couple of years to, this last Christmas in the UK. Huge, huge popular commercial for a department store. Well, here, let's read the email from Steve. Dear Brian, you may not be aware that the current number one in the UK singles charts is a cover of Frankie Goes to Hollywood's The Power of Love by Gabrielle Aplin. It became so popular because it's the theme tune from a Christmas tea ad campaign by a major chain of department stores here in the UK. Gabrielle herself came to attention after posting a series of videos on YouTube of acoustic performances seemingly recorded in her bedroom. Thank you, Steve, for the suggestion. This is great. It's a great cover here. Frankie Goes to Hollywood's The Power of Love, performed right here by Gabrielle Aplin.
Make love. this time we go sublime. Love is entwined, defined, defined. Love is danger, love is pleasure. Love is pure, the only treasure. I'm so in love with you. Make love your
without frontiers, war without tears.
This concludes your French lesson for today. Games Without Frontiers, originally by Peter Gabriel, covered there by Vulgar Pang by recommendation from Guillaume from Washington, D.C. Great cover there. And Je Sans Frontier, one of those great Mondegreens. A lot of people, you hear in books and on websites and stuff what people think is the lyric there. No, it's French for Games Without Frontiers, Je Sans Frontier. Before that, you heard The Power of Love by Gabriel Aplin, a single of the same name released just recently here on iTunes, a cover, of course, of the Frankie Goes to Hollywood tune and popularized by a recent advert in the UK. Thanks to Steve in the UK for recommending that one. Coverville today also brought to you by Think Geek, thinkgeek.com. What do you use to keep the kids at bay when they're coming over late at night, doing the trick-or-treating late at night on Halloween, or the mailman when he's bringing the bills? Are you using a solid metal scale version of Gandalf's sword from The Lord of the Rings? What? You're not? Well, you could be. You could have your very own Glamdring, the Sword of Gandalf, available now from Think Geek. It is a stainless steel 47 and a half inch long blade. 47 feet would be pretty impressive. Includes a certificate of authenticity, a wood wall mount display so you can hang it on the wall, which is probably where it belongs. You shouldn't be waving that thing about. It's probably sharp, right? It's got a genuine leather-wrapped grip and solid metal hilt parts with faux blue jewel inlays. And it's gorgeous. It's available right now from ThinkGeek. Here's what I want you to do: to go to coverville.com. Scroll your eyes over to the right side of the page and look for the ThinkGeek link. Click that. It'll take you to ThinkGeek's website. Anything you buy helps out the show, gives a little bit of a kickback back to Coverville. So check it out. Whether you buy a giant sword or a quarter-scale golem or a Mal Reynolds metal-plated pistol prop replica, whatever you buy there, it helps out Coverville. So check it out over there at ThinkGeek.com. Got a couple more requests here. This one always brings a smile to my face, and I think if you're coming up with a list of the 100 best covers of all time, you know, covers where the covering artist puts the song in their own style and really makes the song their own, Aztec Camera's version of Jump would definitely be in that list. It was requested by Russell Sinclair. Happy to play it for you, Russell. Here is Aztec Camera and Jump.
I get up, but nothing gets me down. Well, you've got it tough. I've seen the toughest soul around, and I know, baby, just how you feel. You've got to roll with the punches just to get to what's real. I can't just seem to stand in here. I've got my back against the record machine. I ain't the worst that you've seen. I don't you know what I mean? You might as well jump. How have you been? You say you don't know until you begin. But can't you see me standing here? I've got my back against the record machine. I ain't the worst that you've seen. I don't you know what I'm. Might as well.
Hi, I am from Ohio. I actually don't have a request, but I just, a friend of mine clued me into your show, and I've listened to a couple episodes. It's fantastic. I love it. Keep up the good work, and I will certainly listen to more of it. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Something's gotten hold of my heart, keeping my soul and my senses apart. Something's gotten into my life, cutting its way through my dreams like a knife, turning me up and turning me down, making me smile and making me frown. In a world that was old, I once lived in a time that was peace with no trouble at all. But then you came my way, and a feeling that no shook my heart made me want you to stay.
My eyes, so I can see. When I look up, oh, in the from above. Well, he heals the sick and he heals the lame. Is that you can do it too, in Jesus' name.
At the end of that song, I officially made it further than I did yesterday with this show. That is Whenever God Shines His Light, going out to Ohio, a cover of the song that Van Morrison did with Cliff Richard. You'll find that one on the 2003 album Everyone's Beautiful by the group Water Deep. Before that, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. You see, Coverville, the only place where you're going to hear sort of inspirational song like Whenever God Shines His Light, right after a Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds song. That was Something's Got a Hold of My Heart, originally by Gene Pitney, covered there by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds from their album Kicking Against the Pricks. And then we start off the set with Aztec Camera and their cover of Van Halen's Jump. Made you a Van sandwich there. Van Halen, Van Morrison. That one by Aztec Camera, it's available on a bunch of different collections. But you can also pick it up on a Pottery Barn mix CD called Cover to Cover. Well, Tina is here in the Coverville studios, here to do a little bit of trivia, a little musically challenged.
Yep.
Ready to try this again? Because it was actually me reaching down to the mixer to turn on your microphone that zapped it last time. So
I know, which is why I said to text me.
Yes. Oh, rather than going up the stairs, right, and building up more static electricity.
Did not want to do that.
I think we've got the humidifier at least working a little bit better today.
It seems better, yeah.
Yeah.
I was zapping everything yesterday, too.
I was, too. I'm surprised I didn't fry the dog. All right. Well, let's go ahead and listen to Musically Challenged. I'm not sure who this is from. So let's get into it, and we'll take it from there.
Hello, Brian and Tina. This is Chef Wonder here, back again for another edition of A Musically Challenged. This time, it's a Coverville Countdown Edition. That's right. It's going to be a bit harder. So, I've gotten 5 tracks from last year's Coverville Countdown. Your task, name the song, the artist, the performing artist, not the original artist, and the place that the song came, the rank that it came in the Coverville Countdown.
Oh,
no cheating. Seeing the clips are a lot harder this time, I'm going to play them twice for you. They're short, sharp, and sweet. So let's not waste any more time. Let's get to clip number 1. Alrighty, second time around.
Wow. Holy mackerel.
I have no idea.
He's like playing stuff that I've played on the show and I can't even identify it.
Yeah.
Playing it backwards though. Is that, that's definitely not Miles Fisher's This Must Be the Place. Maybe that's, boy, that's a tough one. I can't even place it to be able to guess any of the things on that one. All right, let's move to the second one. Let's hope it's a little easier.
All righty. I think I've started off with a bit of a hard one.
Oh, good.
Here's an easier one, track number 2. Ready, my second time around the rule. Okay, that,
yeah, that one I do
familiar,
know.
Seems familiar, but I can't think of.
That is Pomplamoose.
Okay.
And September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. That one, I want to say that that one made it into the Hall of Fame, so it had to be pretty high up. I'm going to guess 4 for that
okay.
one. Spot number 4 on the countdown. All right.
I thought to be in the Hall of Fame, it had to be multiple times.
It did.
Okay.
It does. Yeah, but it has to be
multiple
high numbers.
Gotcha.
Yep. All right.
That should have been a bit easier. Remember, that's the cover, not the original. Track number 3. Okay, again. Ready, a little.
Wow. You have to kind of play that chord progression backwards in your head as you're listening to it. Lots of instruments, lots of orchestra, but I don't think. I mean, this is from 2011, not the 2012 countdown.
Right.
I've been holding on to this musically challenged for a little while. So I don't think it's the Polyphonic Spree's Lithium. Because I think that was in the Hall of Fame before 2011's countdown.
Yes.
Boy. Yeah, I got nothing.
I have no idea.
All right. This is tough, Dale.
It is hard.
Yeah.
A little bit of a hint with that one. That's the only track out of the 5 of them that's outside of the top 10. Mm. Threw that in for a bit of a trick, but I thought I'd give you a hand. Here's track number 4. One more time.
No idea.
Boy. Oh my God, these are tough.
They're really hard.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I can't pull it out either. Jeez.
No, but I can't wait to hear them played forward.
The Cyborgs.
Yeah.
I do. That'll help with that one, I'm sure. Here is the final double set.
Yeah.
again.
Yeah.
Okay. That one reminds me of Lithium.
No, anyway. That one is Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You.
Oh.
That one last year, probably, because this year was a lot higher. I'm going to guess that one was 8.
Okay.
Last year. Oh, the original artist was The Family. But it was written by Prince.
Right. And best known by Sinead.
Best known by Sinead. All right, let's hear how we did.
How did you think he went with my backwards,
very, very poorly
yeah. Countdown edition? Seeing that we don't have any time for any thinking music this time around, because I thought I'd give you a double track, we would skip straight to the answers. Track number one was Love Vigilantes by Iron and Wine. That one came in at number 9.
Got to go home, I've been so alone, you see.
Oh,
you just can't believe.
Next up, track number 2 was Pomplamoose with Single Ladies Put a Ring on It.
Oh, that was Single
that
Ladies.
That one jumped up to a whopping number 4. Next up, we have Mark Ronson featuring Amy White.
Here's the funny thing is I got the performer right, the song and the original artist wrong, but I got the number right. I said number 4.
White House with their cover of the Zootons' Valerie. Despite me liking the song so much, it only came in at number 29. But it should have come into the top 10, so it counts.
Stop thinking I'm fool.
Up, wow. We had the Battlestar Galactica cover All Along the Watchtower.
Oh.
That one came in at number 5.
Yeah.
But not least.
And that one is in the Hall of Fame now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had track number 5, which was Sinead O'Connor with Nothing Compares to You. That one came in, kicked off the top 10 on the Coverville Countdown at number 10.
Nothing compares to you.
You said it was Shania Twain. Scorecards,
I did not say Shania Twain.
I swear you
I
did.
I said Sinead O'Connor and Nothing Compares to You.
But then I thought you said Shania Twain. That's weird. Okay.
Oh, I got to go back and listen to what I said.
You
That's
will.
Crazy.
I know.
Did I
thought it was weird.
Okay. Art Janier says I didn't say Shania Twain.
Okay, good.
All right.
And total them down to the bottom. How many did you get out of 15? Oh, I predicted that Tina would have got 9 out of 15, and Brian would have got 13.5 out of 15.
Wow. Yeah, you give me way too much credit. I got a whopping 4 out of 15.
I know.
I got 5 because I did figure out the Pomplamoose was number 4 in the countdown.
And I do not do well with the backwards ones. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's hard.
That's funny.
I, of course, got 15 out of 15 because I made it. Ha ha!
Good job, Dale.
All right. It's Chef Wonder here saying, keep cooking and I'll talk to you next time here on Musically Challenged. Bye for now.
Very good. Thank you, Dale, for putting that together. Dale, by the way, is a Coverville intern, helps organize requests and things for the morning stream, and saves so much time for me that it's fantastic. So,
well, he needs to stop eating the jelly beans in the studio, you know.
Yeah, well, he's an intern. That's all he gets for pay. All right. Well, Tina, thank you for being here for Coverville.
You're
for
welcome.
Musically Challenged. And thank you, the listener, for being here for Coverville. That's loud. We're going to turn that down a little bit so I can talk over it. If you want to get a request on the show like you heard earlier, all you have to do is email me, requests@coverville.com. That email address again, requests@coverville.com. You can also call the request line. That number is 206-222-COVER. That's 206-222-2683. You can also visit the website, coverville.com. Post your comments in the show notes there, or follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/coverville. Follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/coverville. All those great ways that you can communicate and find out about the show. And of course, get requests to me. We'll be back tomorrow with a cover story edition of the show. Make sure to tune in for that. Until then, this is Brian Abitt saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you can hear podcasts so good, they'll get a hold of your heart.
About this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.